kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
May mga pag-aalinlangan pa rin tungkol sa epekto at kaligtasan ng COVID-19 vaccine, lalo na sa mga buntis na kababaihan. Isa sa nagbahagi ng kanyang mga saloobin tungkol sa epekto ng bakuna ay ang frontline worker at 6 na buwang buntis na si Lori Saavedra. Ano nga ba ang kanyang mga alala at ano ba ang kanyang paninindigan ukol sa vaccine? Narito sa ating panayam. At sa puntong ito, kasama naman natin sa programa isang nurse at nasa 6 na buwan na ng kanyang pagbubuntis, si Lori Saavedra. Magandang araw, Lori.
Magandang araw din, Claudette.
Ilalabas na sa Pebrero ang COVID vaccine, no, dito sa Australia. At dahil frontliner ka nga, kabilang ka sa mga nasa phase 1 ng vaccination program. So, una sa lahat, what's your thoughts about the vaccine?
Positive naman ako with the vaccine kasi especially sa panahon ngayon para maprotektahan tayong lahat. Pero in my case, kasi I'm currently pregnant, tapos 6 months na din. So, I'm having a little bit of concern. And nabasa ko rin sa, according sa, ano kasi yung nabasa ko, yung sa Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, like the RANS called organization. Sabi nila, although hindi naman contraindicated or the available data do not indicate any safety concern on to pregnancy, but there is still like an insufficient evidence to recommend the routine use of this COVID-19 vaccines sa mga buntis. So for me, I still have a little bit of a doubt and to protect my baby. I only have 3 months to go then. So I might just opt not to have this for a while because of the data that, you know, yung vaccine trials, hindi pa nila na known, meaning little is known about any potential adverse effects on us. However, for me, hindi pa rin ako, parang hindi ako open at the moment. Okay. Titiisin ko na lang. I will be much more, siguro, maging more careful.
Okay.
I will do the proper PPE, you know, yung personal protective na pag ano sa sarili ko, sa virus, mga mask, hand hygiene, especially social distancing.
Kailangan mo yata ng thorough consultation with your GP first before you can actually have that vaccine.
Tama ka, Claudette. So, kailangan mo muna magkonsulta sa iyong GP or sa obstetrician mo kung is it really vital or needed for you to have that vaccine.
Yeah.
Pero kasi kung may mga underlying conditions ka, apart from being pregnant, na healthy ka naman, or some low risk ka lang, so it's your like decision or it's your choice. Pero pag may mga underlying condition ka, like diabetes during pregnancy, gestational diabetes, or any kind of yung may mga renal or mga kidney problem or whatever, so vulnerable ka rin for that kind of immunocompromised ka din as a pregnant, vulnerable ka din, so you need to have a clearance coming from your obstetrician to have it.
Yep. Okay, so ang stand mo, Lori, is hindi ka muna magpapabakuna. So wala ka, okay, frontline ka, nasa ospital ka din,
nagtatrabaho
ka, tapos buntis ka. Anong ginagawa mo just to avoid, you know, if ever man may COVID sa ospital na pinagtatrabuhan mo? May mga recommendation ba sa iyo na dapat doon ka na lang muna sa low-risk area ng hospital magtrabaho?
So, dito kasi sa amin sa hospital, parang early February or this February na nga, roll out. Wala pa namang mandatory or wala pang mga announcement on how to deal with those pregnant staffs na nurse. So, I still don't know what's the, you know, the correct management for it. But as for me as a nurse, while pregnant, I'm working here, I always adhere to the, you know, health and work safety policy, like the PPE, wearing of mandatory PPE, hand washing, hand hygiene, and I always see having a patient if they have like a infectious kind of disease. So I am not the one who is taking care of them. So I refer them to my other colleagues. So especially like shingles or whatever viral infection, bacterial infection, tuberculosis, infection like this COVID. However, we also assess our patient before we take care of them. So especially if they are having that symptoms likened to COVID, so they will not really they cannot enter into our hospital, and they can go to specified isolation or in a facility where there is a COVID, yung nag-specialize talaga sa COVID. So, meron kaming ward din na ganun.
Hindi ka doon na-assign?
Hindi ako na-assign doon. So, I'm in a other specialty area. So, pero nag-iingat pa rin, lalo na sa patient, yung PPE nga, avoiding close contact, kung uubo man sila kahit may mask, then I have to, alam mo yun, lalayo sa kanila, not to yung mag face to face or whatever. But the risk is still there, but still careful, and pag-uwi sa bahay you have to change clothes immediately and take a bath like that, so para maprotektuhan din yung sarili. And as a nurse as well, may mga vaccinations din kami prior, di ba, na mag-work. So, and as a pregnant, may mga vaccines din na binabigay. Pero, yun lang, ingat, maraming pag-iingat.
I'm sure you did your thorough readings na din, no? Pero kahit papano, hindi nawawala yung concerns kasi buntis ka nga. So, mga concerns mo talaga bilang isang soon-to-be mom at the same time nurse?
Now, I am very, very exposed ako masyado sa mga infectious diseases, lalo na dito sa hospital. So, it's a, you have to face it. Like, that's my main area of concern. Anyway, may personal. Yung sabi ko nga na how to wear proper PPE to protect yourself. And so you have to abide with that mandatory policy. And yung sa vaccine naman, if ever they will send us or they will really mandate us, then that's the time I will cross the bridge when I get there. But for me, although the risk is a bit low, but they didn't really have alam mo yung study na it's safe for pregnant, so wala pang ganun na findings eh, so there's still a risk, so I won't take that risk at the moment.
Sabi mo nga mas maraming pag-iingat ang ginagawa mo, so kabilang dyan yung full PPE ka, hand washing, ano pang iba?
Social distancing,
yep.
Avoiding people with existing condition that is infectious.
So yung kalusugan, like personally, how do you look after yourself as a pregnant woman?
Yeah, as a pregnant, so may mga vitamins na iniinom. Yung pang pregnant vitamins. Tapos always antenatal checkups. And then medyo check yung baby na healthy. And then also checking for yourself as well. Proper healthy diet and healthy as well lifestyle like exercises. So sa araw-araw na pagtatrabaho sa hospital, ay naman nakaka-exercise, be very health conscious. Diba pag buntis kasi ang hunger is very parang na lagi ka nagugutom.
May ang daming cravings, kumbaga.
But the cravings that are bad, so you really have to discipline yourself. Lalo na kasi it's not good din na masyado kang malaki. Pag buntis, dapat namang tama lang yung timbang, yung weight mo din, i-matter mo din. And then, you have to, yung sabi ng mga doktor, to follow para hindi ka magkakaroon ng complications, ganun. Avoid as well lifting, lalo na dito sa hindi may iwasan. Hindi ka naman nila papaan ng mga mabibigat. So you also have to be aware sa sarili mo kasi minsan adrenaline rush, parang sabi sa utak mo, ay kaya ko to. Pero hindi mo, mas malaki na yung chance. Not to worry too much. Just let the months pass and, you have to be brave and very, to think positive.
So ipagpapaliban mo muna ang pagbabakuna laban sa COVID, at kapag meron na bang mga additional findings or scientific research regarding the safety of the vaccine, would you consider it?
Yeah, of course. pag ano naman yung risk is may findings na, may studies na talaga. So, sa ngayon kasi ang nababasa ko, they will just still base from what, from the America, or they will still refer from other countries. Because other countries, may iba-iba din silang polisiya kung paano itong COVID sa mga buntis. And yeah, I will just wait for a while maybe, and we'll take more precautions at the moment while, you know, I'm so vulnerable. And pero may nabasa naman akong clippings na sabi na yung risk for COVID-19 sa mga pregnant is not that bad, unlike sa mga elderly natin na nagkakaroon talaga sila ng lung infection, and you know, it's very fatal for them.
Lori, salamat sa pagbahagi.
Salamat din, Claudette.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.